Federal Relations, Energy and Telecommunication. We're going to do a little executive action here. If you'll take out of your packet, Senate Bill 233. Oh, roll call, first place. Getting ahead of myself.
Chairman Clark.
Here.
Vice Chair Regier. Representative Driscoll.
Here.
Representative McLaren. Representative Peterson.
Here.
Representative McNally.
Here.
Representative Skies.
Here.
Representative O'Hara.
Here.
Representative Boland. Representative Knox.
Here.
Representative Knudsen. Representative Menahan. Representative Small.
Here.
Representative Stahl. Representative Phillips.
Here.
Representative Carey.
Here.
Okay, before we get into this, I was getting ahead of myself a little bit. We need to plan and see if we want to have a committee party for the end of the session. And so be thinking about that, and we'll talk about it again before we leave. So with that, are there any other announcements? Representative O'Hara.
Mr. Chairman, you want me to move to concur with Senate Bill 233?
Okay.
So move.
Thank you. Okay, we now have before Senate Bill 233. That is Senator Keene's bill on the MEPA bill. Is there any discussion? Representative Driscoll. Okay, we have an amendment before us on 233, adding the word fish after wildlife. Is there any discussion? Representative Carey.
Wildlife, Chairman, doesn't wildlife really consider all vertebrate animals?
No.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Carey, I don't know what the definition of wildlife is. I apologize.
I'm just thinking that it would be covered under wildlife and...
Mr. Everett.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carey, from probably a technical standpoint, legal, I think wildlife wouldn't necessarily include fish. It's distinctive in law. So,
thank you, Representative Peterson.
You can look at line 9 on page 5. And the department is not called the Department of Wildlife, it's called the Department of Fish, Wildlife and Parks. So apparently they differentiate it. So that's all I had to point out.
I think it's a pretty minor amendment and just clarifies it better.
And Senator Keene did say when I asked him about it that it was fine.
Any other discussion?
Question?
Question's been called. All those in favor of that amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed? Amendment passes.
Representative Stahl, aye by proxy.
And Representative Boland, and is Menahan in here?
Yes.
Boland.
Boland.
Where is he?
He's down there, crouching.
Okay, so he voted. So that's it. Okay, it's just Representative Boland votes aye.
Representative McLaren, aye by proxy.
Install.
You got to stop.
Oh, sorry. Okay, is there any, Representative O'Hara, would you move that bill as amended?
Mr. Chairman, I move you concur with Senate Bill, as amended, Senate Bill 233. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We have that before us now. Discussion. Representative Knudsen.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment to Senate Bill 233 SB 023303.ATE.
Okay. We have another amendment moved. Is there any discussion? I'll wait till it gets around, and then we can discuss it.
And members, these are, from my understanding, friendly amendments. These basically, what these amendments do is they address some of the concerns brought forth by some of the industry having to do with private leases on state property. So that third amendment would have to do with that aspect. The thinking there with that, well, that's not a state-sponsored activity. The fourth amendment adds in the term or Board of Land Commissioners, and the reason for that is because the Board of Land Commissioners still has to approve Archcoal's mining plan.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Representative Phillips.
I appreciate Representative Knudsen's explanation, but Mr. Everts, could you help me understand how sweeping? I'm intrigued we're now integrating the Board of Land Commissioners into this, and I need a moment or some explanation as to just how this changes the bill. That would be page 11, line 1, Mr. Everts, but if you could help me understand more fully all these amendments.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Phillips, basically what these amendments do is clarify what doesn't constitute a state-sponsored project within the context of this bill. And as Representative Knudsen mentioned, it clarifies that a project or activity undertaken by a private entity that's made possible by the issuance of a lease or a permit or license is something that doesn't constitute a state-sponsored project. And then including the Board of Land Commissioners along with the Department of Natural Resources, the Board of Land Commissioners has different decision-making activities within primarily Title 77 with respect to state lands and leases that are issued under state lands.
Okay, further discussion. Representative McNally.
Mr. Chair, maybe this is a, I don't know who to direct this at, maybe Todd. So under this law, or under this bill, we're already exempting DNRC activities. We're saying those are not state sponsored. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Representative McNally, what we're saying in terms of the definition of state sponsored project, those activities in terms of the issuance of a permit or license by DEQ under those title provisions isn't a state-sponsored project. And a state-sponsored project is treated differently under this bill than a project involving the issuance of a permit or license with respect to alternatives and all the alternative analysis. It's discretionary for those things that aren't state-sponsored projects. And that's found on page 4, lines 7 through 11, that kind of differentiates how the alternative analysis is used with respect to those activities that aren't state-sponsored projects in and of itself.
Okay, could follow up? So, but this amendment is adding the Board of Land Commissioners on page 11 to DNRC, correct?
It's including the Board of Land Commissioners along with DNRC with respect to the title provisions that are cited there and their activities under those provisions.
So I'm obviously not completely well versed in all this. I find this very confusing. So I guess my question is, what's left? We're excluding DNRC, we're excluding the Board of Land Commissioners, we're excluding private projects. Who's left or what's left?
Well, it's as it relates to those specific titles, and differentiating out what's left is if it doesn't fall under those titles, you know, related to those departments, it's whatever's left and what's included in the definition of state-sponsored activities. And I can't list those off for you off the top of my head.
Follow up. It just seems like, well, and I appreciate that, but it just seems like maybe there's not much left.
Again, it's how state-sponsored versus non-state-sponsored activities are treated in the MEPA analysis based under this bill. So.
Okay, further discussion. Representative Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, it just seems we're moving further and further away from a useful MEPA law. We're now pulling away from expecting the state's regulatory capacity to be used in a useful manner. You know, quite often, the state of Montana is not going to put the boots on the ground, but we're going to regulate who does put the boots on the ground, at least unless this bill passes. And I would argue that we and our agencies have the best view to imagine a useful future for Montana going forward, a better view than many private organizations that have, admittedly, a different agenda, a different objective, a different charge. So I can't vote for this amendment. I think we're moving MEPA and MEPA further and further in the direction of having no useful role to play.
Further discussion?
Thank you.
Question's been called. We'll do a roll call vote. We're voting on the amendment. No.
Vice Chair Regan?
Yes.
Representative Driscoll?
No.
Representative McLaren?
Yes.
Representative Peterson?
Yes.
Representative McNally?
No.
Representative Skies?
Yes.
Representative Behar?
Yes.
Representative Boland?
No, by proxy.
Representative Knox?
Yes.
Representative Knudsen?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Menahan?
No.
Representative Small?
No.
Representative Stahl?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Phillips?
No.
Representative Carey?
Yes.
Chairman Clark?
Yes.
Motion passes 10 to 6.
Representative O'Hara, you want to keep going?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 233 be concurred with as amended twice, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, now we're discussion on the bill. Representative Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, these comments are probably not the least bit surprising, but I see several points of concern in this bill. If you go to page 2, line 17 and 18, for example, we've just spoke about removing regulatory capacity. We just passed that amendment. That remains a concern. Page 2, line 27, we're just limiting analyses to impacts only in Montana. And yet we know Montana is not an island unto itself. We have, for example, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will routinely deal with resources that cross state boundaries. I think if you look at page 2 still, lines 4 through 6, we're going to limit alternatives to only those that the permittee thinks are useful. It feels a lot like the fox guarding the hen house. If you flip to page 7, lines 2 through 4, it creates this odd set of circumstances in court where a judge has ruled that the state hasn't done its job. You got to go back and do it again, but the project can go forward, even though doing the job well may reveal important steps that need to be a part of the permit. Finally, and I ask the DEQ, I've got these for the committee, I'm going to hand them out, if they could please review what substantive law governs our fish and wildlife resources. I've had the good fortune to serve on the Fish and Wildlife Committee for 2.5 sessions now. They're resources that are highly valuable to Montana. We take great pride in them. They generate a lot of revenue for the state. They're about as clean and as green as you can get, an elk population, for example. And yet, if we pass this bill as it is now, we have greatly diminished the potential for anybody to do a proper analysis of the impact of potential projects on our fish and wildlife resources. That is a step in the wrong direction for Montana's future. I'll pass this around. You can take a look at it. But clearly, MEPA is a very important law as it stands for Montana's fish and wildlife resources, and I simply can't support Senate Bill 233 for those reasons. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further discussion? Representative Peterson.
All I'd say, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, is that this legislature can't bind future legislators in legislative sessions. So if this is too much, if the pendulum is swung too far back, you can adjust it next session or whenever. And so I don't think you need to worry about it. I think the people of the state of Montana believe that the whole MEPA thing is too strict now, too confining, and too slow. And hopefully this will speed things up and give more breadth to the things that they do and look at. And so, and because we can't bind future legislators, if they think it needs to be tightened up again, they can do that again. I would support the bill.
Representative McNally.
Mr. Chairman, all I can say is from the correspondence and emails and things I've been getting from people, they do not agree with going this direction with MEPA. I mean, a lot of people are saying they're concerned about their property rights, that this takes away any voice they have and any way for the public to be involved with the process. And I guess I have sort of two comments. I was sitting and stewing about this myself. And one comment is that this bill effectively takes away any accountability for state agencies. So I'm not trying to disparage Montana state agencies, but I'm not sure we can always assume that they're going to do the right or the best thing. And now there's absolutely zero accountability there. The other thing I would say in response to Representative Peterson's comments is that I'm not sure this is really going to slow things up. It just removes the statutory provision for people who have issues with a project, and it's going to put it in the constitutional realm. And, I'm not sure that's in anyone's best interest, but I think that's where we're headed.
Further discussion? Representative Skees.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for Representative Phillips, if you would. Mr. Chair, Representative Phillips, could you tell me, sir, please, I was looking on the bottom of this, where did you get the data for this spreadsheet?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Skees, it's a summary, a tabular form of the answer provided by Director Hopper when I ask him questions. What substantive laws would serve to protect fish and wildlife and cultural resources?
And then, Mr. Chair, if you would, I'll speak to the bill. If we remember committee, the very first proponent from Great Northern Properties said, this doesn't change the applicability of MEPA, but what it does do, it clarifies the EIS. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe what they testified was that all this will allow is once a permit has been issued, so they're not going to change the way you issue that initial permit. You still have to have the reporting from the community. You still have to have everything that's in MEPA to get to the permit. Once you get the permit, it's my understanding that this bill will then stop further EIS findings that occur after that permit to stop the project. And so I fail to see how this stops people from being able to communicate exactly what they want according to the dictates of MEPA. Once again, it doesn't change the applicability of MEPA. All it does is prevent a further EIS from stopping a project that already had been permitted. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Members of the committee, I appreciate Representative Skee's interpretation, but it does a great deal more than that. Let's assume for a moment that a permit is issued based on review through an EIS, for example, and the EIS is fundamentally flawed. And a judge says the EIS is fundamentally flawed, so DEQ's got to go back and do it over again. But if the EIS was part of the decision to issue the permit, but it's fundamentally flawed, how can the permit be anything other than suspect? But the way this is written, that permit can be acted upon. until DEQ has acted on the remand from the court to fix their shoddy work in the first place. Moreover, be mindful we're doing many more things with this bill. You're defining what constitutes a state-sponsored project and what doesn't. You're saying we're only going to look to Montana no further afield when we know many issues are much bigger than Montana. So really, this is a big swipe at MEPA, not a subtle change by any means. And so, again, I have to stand in opposition. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for a chance to speak again.
Representative Knox.
I have a question for Representative Phillips.
Okay.
Representative Phillips, how many times are we supposed to go back to the EIS until it meets the opposition's standards? I mean, if it was done and it was done flawed, I guess that's a matter of interpretation, but it seems to me that if you are set forth to do a task, it should be done right the first time, and to continuously visit it until you get the right outcome.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Representative Knox, I don't care about a particular outcome. I just want it done right the first time. And you know as well as I do what we do here. We establish laws. The laws are implemented by state agencies, by citizens. Courts get involved, and they've got a job to do as well. I would believe that if a court makes a decision that a job has been done poorly and needs to be fixed, there's a remand back to a state agency, then we've got to get it right before a permit's issued that can be acted on. That's the process. Should we expect our state agencies to work well? You bet we should. I would have you believe that if you're willing to take a hard look at the data, MEPA has not been the impediment to economic development that some would have you believe. I think they have made a mountain out of a molehill, and I don't think this bill is justified for the via the intimation of Representative Knox.
Representative Steves.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for your latitude here. I have another question for Representative Phillips, since he seems to have a pretty good grip of this.
He will yield.
Okay, then, Mr. Chair, Representative Phillips, then my question is this. If the DEQ does their job and they go through that very first permit process, and then you contend that that permit process is then flawed, the DEQ has an entire staff of all the different specialists required to fulfill that EIS. Are you saying, sir, that a judge can better adjudicate an EIS than the folks that are professionals at doing it?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I have no doubt that judiciary sometimes gets it most right, and I would allow or hope that Representative Menahan might step in to take a case that's been in front of this legislature. In many respects, Judge Malloy got the Wolf ruling right. Got it right. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, just if you allow me to drift a bit because there's a point here, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service came up with a very practical solution for delisting gray wolves in the northern Rocky Mountains. They put it forward. The judge appropriately pointed out it was against the law. He didn't legislate from the bench. He simply, given his very objective and somewhat uninvolved position, was able to see that the service had taken a step in the wrong direction because of a great deal of public pressure. Sometimes the judiciary, I think, brings valuable independent review and has a very, very important job to play.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Question.
Representative McNally.
Thank you. I just wanted to point out that contrary to what is, I think, a little bit in contrast to some of what has been said, some of these things are not all protected under other statutes. There are areas in which MEPA was the only vehicle for looking at some of these resources, and this chart pretty well sketches it out. It's easier to understand, I believe, than this, and it pretty much lays it out in yellow, green, and brown for you. Thank you.
Okay, the question's been called. We'll have a roll call vote.
Vice Chair again?
Yes.
Representative Driscoll?
No.
Representative McLaren?
Yes.
Representative Peterson?
Yes.
Representative McNally?
No.
Representative Skies?
Yes.
Representative O'Hara?
Yes.
Representative Boland?
No, by proxy.
Representative Knox?
Yes.
Representative Knudsen?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Minahan?
No.
Representative Small?
Yes.
Representative Stahl?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Phillips?
No.
Representative Carey?
Yes.
Chairman Glock?
Yes.
Motion passes 11-5.
Let's go to Senate Bill 330.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 330 be concurred in.
Bill 330 is motion to concur.
Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment, please. Where did it go? It's amendment SB 033005.ASN. I think Mr. Everts. But as it's going around, you can look at your bill. If you just go to page 1, lines 11 through 15, the amendment simply strikes all that new section 1. I wasn't the least bit impressed that it's needed. It apparently got stuck in the Senate committee, and I think it just falls way outside what the intent of this bill. And so that's why I bring this amendment, to pull out the MDU section altogether.
Mr. Chair, could Todd just remind us what this was first, please, sir?
Mr. Everett.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Skies, this bill, as introduced and then amended, provided a waiver with respect to the renewable energy standard provisions for a public utility. And Section 1 provides a process for a public utility to petition the commission for a waiver for 3 compliance years, and then also follow up with an application of the commission for additional waiver to the standard.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Knox, sorry.
That's right. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. My question is for Representative Phillips. If I understand this right, by removing Section 1, it would take MDU out, and this would only apply to Northwest Energy. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Knox, yes.
I'll follow up, or I just like to speak. I don't think I can support this amendment. I think we need to treat both of them in this bill. So, sorry, I cannot support it.
Further discussion on the amendment. Okay, we'll call for the question.
Question.
Question's been called. We'll have a roll call vote.
Vice Chair Regea?
No.
Representative Driscoll?
Yes.
Representative McLaren?
No.
Representative Peterson?
No.
Representative McNally?
No.
Representative Skies?
No.
Representative O'Hara?
No.
Representative Boland?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Knox?
No.
Representative Knudsen?
No, by proxy.
Representative Minahan?
Yes.
Representative Small?
Yes.
Representative Stahl?
No, by proxy.
Representative Phillips?
Yes.
Representative Perry?
No.
Chairman Clark?
No.
Can I change my vote? I got blanked out over there.
I will grant this.
I'm rubbing off on him. Scoot away from him, Mike.
Motion fails 5-11.
Okay. We're back on the bill as unamended. Is there any discussion? Question's been called. Roll call vote.
Vice Chair Regan?
Yes.
Representative Driscoll?
No.
Representative McLaren?
Yes.
Representative Peterson?
Yes.
Representative McNally?
No.
Representative Skies?
Yes.
Representative O'Hara?
No.
Representative Boland?
No, by proxy.
Representative Knox?
Yes.
Representative Knudsen?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Minahan?
No.
Representative Small?
Yes.
Representative Stahl?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Phillips?
No.
Representative Carey?
Yes.
Chairman Gluck?
Yes.
Motion passes 10 to 6.
Okay. 8:30 is on its way. I don't know who he planned on.
Someone to carry it?
Yeah, McLaren. Would anyone like to volunteer?
Volunteer for what?
To carry 3:30.
Sure.
Okay, Knox said he would. Representative Knox, I'm sorry. Okay, with that, has anyone thought about the committee party for the end? We try to get together with the Senate committee and have dinner somewhere.
I'd vote for one.
Okay, we're going to vote for it. Does everybody want to have one?
Oh, sure.
Okay. That's what we need. Now we need to find sponsors and a place. So would anyone like to be in charge of finding a place?
Skies in Iowa.
Sure. Gary and I will do it.
Okay. That'll work. Okay, with that, we'll be meeting Wednesday. We didn't have, what is it, Senate Bill 317 or 317? We didn't have that today because they're locked up on the Senate. And so we will hear that Wednesday, and we'll do any other business that we need to do on Wednesday. And with that, if no one else has anything else, we're adjourned. Adjourned. And with that, if no one else has anything else, we're